things like that. They have to pick and choose which ones, but to reject them all is stupid.
Yeah, to reject all of them is really stupid, because some things that happen to people today, and we let them go, they did work. You know, old remedies did work.
Mm-hmm.
It could be that modern science and technology, what has really happened, a lot of things has been discredited. This is a means of, this is my estimation of what has happened. To sell something, you know, you will have someone who will come along with a manufactured item and say it's better than this or that. It has these properties in it. And this is the nutritional value. This is the vitamin contents and so forth. And they spell it out and they say, this is no good. This, you know, and I know darn well that it does work.
Mm-hmm.
My aunt used to make up something. It had cinnamon in it. I don't know what the hell it was in there. It had a petroleum jelly. And it made people's hair grow.
Really?
Yeah. She used it as a suppressant and all and everything. I haven't seen anything like it on the market. That, whatever that formula was, it went to agree with it.
Too bad she didn't write down somewhere.
That's right. There was a fellow that used to shine shoes in Dallas who had something that he made up, some sort of a paste. It can make your shoes stay shine for a week. And why, and silicones and all this business. That,
mm-hmm.
You know how silicone closes the pores of the shoes or the leather? It causes them to crack. But this stuff let them breathe. And,
very interesting.
And he passed away about 3 years ago. And I procrastinated up to his death about I was going to get him to give me that, whatever it was he made up.
Mm-hmm.
And he wouldn't tell anybody. He told me once, he said, I might tell you one day. It's because I like you.
Mm-hmm.
But he never told anybody.
That's too bad. I wonder what in the world it could have been. Probably never told anybody.
He didn't ever tell anybody.
Huh.
So, you know, like, ignorant people. I would say not ignorant, illiterate people. And to me, there's a difference between ignorance
and
illiteracy.
Yeah.
They were ignorant, but not illiterate.
Uh-huh.
You know.
And real shrewd, some of them.
Well, they might have been made, no, they were illiterate, but not ignorant. They knew things that perhaps literary genius, men literate, would not permit you to know. But here's this illiterate person who is not ignorant, who knew a lot of things that literate people don't know.
Yeah, that's an interesting point about how literacy actually prevents you from knowing certain things because
that's
you
right.
don't consider some things worth knowing.
That you bypass life.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's real interesting. You know, that's really one of the things that this survey is for, because one of the ideas originally, when it first started, was to preserve some old things, to get some older people. Well, actually, it was originally for all older people. It started like in 1929, and they went out and got these 75-year-old people in New England and got recipes and remedies and things like that.
You know, it's like I know a number of con men. I grew up with cats who were con men then.
Uh-huh.
And the hardest people for them to con are ignorant and illiterate people.
Mm-hmm.
The easiest person to con is the person who has literacy and who feels like he's not ignorant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he already knows everything.
He already knows everything.
Yeah, right.
And he can relate to being slick and sharp. And then what people get coming with is they want something for nothing.
Oh, yeah.
It's very difficult to approach an ignorant or illiterate person with a fast game. They are too slow. They want to say, huh? Explain that to me.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't believe that. You, is that really the truth?